You cannot compare this year's scores to last year.
State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya, she says content and reduction changes to the assessments that included cutting the number of testing days from 3 to 2, does not allow a comparison between 2017 and 2018 test results.
You can't do it. It's not valid, and I am not doing it.
Statewide results show a little more than 45% of students who took ELAs were at proficient levels. In math, more than 44% were proficient.
Among the big five school districts, New York City and Yonkers had the highest percentage of students proficient at 46.7% and 26.7% respectively, while Rochester continues to have the lowest with 11.4%.
Abja Mida is deputy director of the Education Trust New York. She tells WBFO News, even though the latest scores can't be compared to last year, there is a new baseline for students.
These test results are a vital measure to help parents, educators, communities understand where schools are succeeding, where they're underserving students, and where they should focus on improvement.
Significant achievement gaps remain for Black and Hispanic students.
The education system in New York State is not doing enough for Latino, Black, low-income students to be on track for college and career readiness. Only about 1 in 3 right now are on track.
In the Buffalo Public Schools, there were increases in the assessments. In ELA, city students had a more than 23% proficiency rate, a jump from more than 5%. In math, they were at 21%, a more than 3% increase. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.